Blog Talk Radio.
Another day in paradise. Isn't that wonderful? Just feel how that sounds. Yes, another day in paradise. We're based out of the studio here in Phoenix, Arizona, in the good old USA. And I always like to give a shout out to my out of the country fans, such as South Africa, we have Singapore, Austria, Australia, Canada. We have Malaysia, we have Germany, we have Bangkok. And I believe that's it so far. Those have checked in so far. So I welcome you all to always tune in and give me some feedback. Let me know how you're doing. Okay? So welcome all into our Paradise One studio where every day is a holiday and the party never stops. Yay! Yes, my studio audience is getting bigger and bigger and bigger. Yes, they're growing as we speak. Welcome again to the Reconnected Show, which is based on the chapters in my book, Reconnected. We always start with a nice opening universal prayer to get our blessing. And like I've always mentioned before on this program, whatever name or reference fits your belief system will do just fine. I am mentioning God. Just know that we did not create ourselves, and knowing this reality, we can give attention and honor the source of our creation for guidance and direction. I'm using God as an universal theme, and is not relegated to a particular religion or belief system. With the name of God, we thank you for the peaceful, passionate, and productive life you have created for us. Thank you for the unimaginable abilities you have placed within each and every one of us. Thank you for creating us for excellence, by excellence, and through excellence. Thank you for giving us the ability to rise above our stresses and problems and come out a winner, matching the winning mold in which you have created us. Thank you for giving us the life that we thought was only a dream. Amen. Ooh, that's powerful. That's powerful. Okay, for our show notes, we have Dorothy. Take it away.
We all have experienced disappointments in our past and some of us have not reconciled those issues. In order for us to travel wonderfully on our healthy path of life, we have to release all unnecessary baggage that is preventing us from going full speed ahead. This is what Nadine's book, Reconnected, and this program is designed to do. Let us hear from you as we learn together how discovering the needs of our child self can make a substantial difference in our lives. The long-awaited book, Reconnected, How to Be a Mentor to Your Child Self, is available now at www.clousofabundance.com, amazon.com, barnesandnoble.com, Jazzy Yogurt Shop in Scottsdale, Arizona, and my favorite health food store, Healthy Habits Health Food Store in Phoenix, Arizona. The chapters in the book and the themes of this Reconnected show are forgiveness, validation, self-esteem, visualization, self-image, communication and listening skills, optimism, gratitude, faith, spirituality, codependency and addiction, recovery issues, identifying and managing emotions. You can connect with Naveen using his email address in our book club at gmail.com. That's N as in Naveen, R as in Rashid, book club at gmail.com. Or his website, www.cloudsofabundance.com. You'll find information such as life coaching, book signing dates, webinars, and workshops. All life coaching is done through your phone, so you can have sessions with Nadine wherever you may be in the world. Life coaching is about removing the obstacles and encouraging you to go beyond your perceived barriers to the accomplishment of your dreams and aspirations. Life coaching is about results now and creating the future that you want versus counseling that spends a lot of time in healing the past. Healing the past is also important and something Nazim does with his book and book-related events. It's time to be reconnected and time for the new you. Nazim?
All right, absolutely. Yes, it is time for the new you.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this is a personal growth program. I guess many of you kind of got that by now. Wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
Designed with your inner peace in mind. The discussions will be based on the chapters in my book, Reconnected, How to Be a Mentor to Your Child Self. Yeah, discussions are either directly or indirectly related, absolutely, to the personal growth chapters there. Mm-hmm. This book, Reconnected, contains a methodology for filling the many emotional voids experienced in childhood. You will learn to become a time traveler. Oh, yes, through this book, yeah. Time traveler. Fun, 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 fun. Yes, traveling back to the time and place of your upbringing, becoming a senior advisor, next door friend of the family, and mentor to your child self. Just imagine that. Yeah. You will create the fictional character, the mentor, you, acting as a mentor to your child self. Yes, you will have sessions with your child self as you will address those negative events that you still carry with you and change the outcome to one of your desires. Just imagine that. Just imagine that. This way you will create real internal change in your life and be free. Yes, be free of the negative effects of unresolved past issues. Yes. Just imagine, look into those little eyes. Just imagine, you know, look into the eyes of you when you're, say, 6 years old. Those little eyes there, you know, those round cheeks. Yeah. Yeah. And look into his eyes and just saying to that person, him or her, I'm going to take care of you. I will be a mentor for you. I will be the rock on which you can always depend. I will be the shore you can always lean on or cry on. I will be there for you. Oh, yes, very powerful. Very powerful. Reconnected is also for parents. Yeah, these are other benefits. Parents who want new information for raising the best emotionally balanced children possible. You can go to YouTube anytime, go now if you want to. I have a 3-part parenting video on YouTube based on my book. Yeah, just put in the search, Reconnected, The Parent's Manual. Again, Reconnected, The Parent's Manual. Yeah, other benefits? Reconnected is also for mentors who can appreciate additional tools for their mentees and teachers who would share more methods for shaping, motivating, and inspiring our students, reflecting the greatness that they already possess within. Yet teachers can become more empathic and compassionate and understand what they're going through. And mentors, yes. At the end of each chapter, there's a little paragraph or two just for mentors so they can really grasp the direct benefits from reconnected to what they're doing as they're playing the role of being mentor. Now, other benefits reconnected. Oh, yeah, they don't stop. Couples, yes. Couples wanting a better relationship can also benefit from the personal growth tools being offered, such as communication and listening skills. More benefits. Those in recovery will benefit also, yes. I have over 100 pages dedicated to addictions, codependency, and recovery in my 12 Principles of Recovery chapter and Codependency chapter. This recovery program is not just for those afflicted with drug addictions. Mm-mm. It is also beneficial to those suffering from anger, abuse, compulsive disorders, overeating, gambling, sexual, and controlling issues. Yes, more benefits. Reconnected is also for any individual who wants to consciously connect to their higher self, to spirit, source energy, to God. You see, it's really a multi-purpose manual. 6 manuals in one. It is a parent's manual, teacher's manual, a recovery manual, mentor's manual, a relationship manual. I call it a human manual for the transformation of your negative experiences to positive memories. Do you understand now as a mentor to your child self? Yeah. Loving yourself at deep levels and creating the life you have always desired. Yes, too many of us, we hate looking at ourselves in the mirror. We don't like that. We can't accept compliments. No. And through the process, you learn how to co-create your life, how to become an expert visualizer and visioner for yourself. Oh, yeah, those two different things there. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you see, I'm committed to sharing practical tools with and supporting those who want an ambition for themselves, an abundant life, an empowered life, an independent thinking life, a spiritual life, a reconnected life. Oh, yes. Yeah, don't forget the life coaching for those who want to do that. Oh, yes. Now, as you regulars know, we always do a happy news segment. So, at our international and national news desk, we have Dorothy again. Take it away.
The title of today's article is The 10-Year-Old Inventor and the World's Cutest Patent Drawing, written by Keith Berry. As a lawyer who worked in Silicon Valley and Cambridge, Massachusetts, Lynn Nanaron has helped his fair share of tech companies. But the most important startup he's advised is much closer to home, his 10-year-old son, Owen, a budding inventor and entrepreneur. At the Nanaron home in suburban Boston one Sunday, father and son discuss Owen's latest invention, a golf tee that records the speed and angle of the club to analyze a swing. Glenn is outgoing and energetic, but Owen remains quiet, his eyes partially hidden by his shock of brown hair. He deftly peels the protective cover off the alkaline battery as if shelling a peanut, while Dad explains the impetus of their design. See, Owen takes golf lessons, and his coach uses a swing analyzer that's just too big and clunky for Owen. They have these huge machines Owen says, momentarily taking his eyes off the battery. Lynn chimes in. He said, Dad, can't they put all that stuff in a golf tee? So the two got to work on what has to be the world's cutest patent application, a drawing of a golf tee that shows where a small camera will go. Inside the ball, a GPS sensor will determine how far the ball travels. Together, the sensor and camera will send data to a smartphone for instant swing analysis. It's supposed to track speed and distance, Owen says. Lynn and Owen posted the design on Quirky, the user-submitted design website where the two have a joint account. Ostensibly, Dad helped out because Owen's too young to submit things to Quirky. But it's clear Lynn is having as much fun as Owen. Owen accompanies his father on business trips where the youngster gets to see grown-ups who think just like him. It's a good chance to talk with professionals about coding his Arduino, learn the merits of fiber optic cables, or just play video games. The swing analyzer still needs work, though. Father and son are looking for just the right camera to put in the tee. Owen saw a pinhole camera in a toy catalog and thinks that might work. And he plans to scour fries next week, next time he accompanies his father to Silicon Valley. Then he'll have what he needs to build the tee. It's not that small yet, but it will be eventually, Owen said. Once it's done, he hopes his golf instructor will take note. Probably they replaced those machines. Owen's parents believe drawing patent applications and thinking of new inventions is a great way for Owen to focus his energy, which might otherwise get him into trouble. They created a workspace for him in the basement, an orderly table with discarded electronics in various states of disassembly, set amidst his sister's dollhouses and toys. It's where Owen learned to solder and where he recently spent an afternoon swapping out a blown fuse in a scrap TV he and his dad picked up from the trash during a father-son expedition to the dump. Tinkering allows Owen to do things that interest him while also learning about math and science. No less important, he's learning to follow through and finish what he starts. The goal is to take these skills and channel them in the right direction, said Corey. Beyond his school curriculum, Owen attends a local after-school program where scientists and engineers help kids with hands-on projects like a smart golf tee. Corey says it's a good chance for Owen to interact with adults and learn problem-solving skills in a way that the traditional elementary school environment doesn't encourage. For Owen, leaving school also meant following in the footsteps of his role model, Sir Richard Branson. Like Branson, Owen is dyslexic. Also like Branson, Owen wants to make a lot of money, and he's well on his way. When he fixes something, he sells it on Craigslist and has already made enough money to pay for half of a small 16-foot boat he shares with his father.
Mm.
What a beautiful story.
Wow, wow. That's really interesting. Here's a kid is 10 years old, dyslexic, and obviously has some other little special needs, the father, instead of, you know, going the negative route, he actually went the other route and channeled his energy, kind of like nervous energy, into something very productive. Because Owen, he likes to take apart things. He wants to know what's behind the curtain, so to speak. How does this thing work? So he takes things apart. His father teaches him how to put it back together. And he loves it. He loves it. So his father was feeding the natural urge this kid had in him. And he just became, you know, bigger and bigger and bigger inside of himself. And now he's inventing this device for golf tees. So 10 years old, this is wonderful. This shows you what parents should be doing with their children. Children come out individually. You know, it's not the same as others. You know, if you have five children, they're all five individuals. You know, so every time you have a child, you have to ask yourself, what did God bless me with? What do I have here? You know, how should I help mold this child or help guide this child toward what he or she was already given before he came here? Very, very important. So obviously, Owen's father understood this and did it. So congratulations to him. Well, okay, very good. Happy news, happy news, happy news. We always do happy news on our APN network, All Positive News Network, a.k.a. The Reconnected Show. You can always tune in for that here. Now, today's theme is Secret of Self-Transformation. Yeah, The Secret of Self-Transformation with Satya Kalra, our new guest. Mm-hmm. Yeah, how to change your behavior one step at a time. Yeah, so we have new guest author and personal development speaker, Satya Kalra. Satya's mission in life is to live in love. Peace, which she calls Anandam, A-N-A-N-D-A-M, Anandam, which means blissful living, and spread the same to others by leading, practicing, and propagating spiritual living and helping others to become more self-dependent and self-reliant, yes, especially destitute women and children. Mm-hmm. Satya has served as the committee co-chairperson of the Gita, G-I-T-A, Gita Conference on Reconnecting Spirituality and Technology, held at Stanford University in 1998. Her books, My Question and God's Answers. Mm-hmm. Another one, Enjoy Worry-Free Life. Mm-hmm. How about Prosperity Forever? Oh, yeah, that's a good one. Prosperity Forever. Yeah, sounds like another good topic for our show. Prosperity Forever. Yeah, we'll talk to her about that. Her topic today is The Secret of Self-Transformation, How to Change Your Behavior One Step at a Time. She says, have you ever tried to change a behavior or habit, only to find yourself disappointed and dissatisfied when you weren't successful? Mm-hmm. Most of the time, changing a habit, self-transformation is not a quick fix. It requires reprogramming of the mind, which takes place at the subconscious part of the mind. Therefore, it is important to understand the function and process of the mind, especially the subconscious mind. The human mind has three parts: conscious mind, subconscious mind, and superconscious mind. Oh, that's a new one. This is what Satya will explore with us today. Yeah, absolutely. So without any further ado, we'll bring Satya on. Satya, are you there?
Yes, I am there. Namaste. And I'm honored to be on your show. And namaste to you and to your audience. And thank you very much for bringing me at your show.
Yes, namaste to you too. Yes, absolutely. We're so happy to have you on the show. We never had anybody from India on the show. I think it's wonderful. We always like to have different perspectives and different viewpoints, and I'm always open for that. So I'm so glad that we crossed paths and you're going to share with us that from your perspective, our topic, and we can talk about, you know, and I would love to know more. Actually, I'd love to have you back on the show again, which we can talk about. But today, we have Secret of Self-Transformation. Wow. Talk about that. I laid out the questions here and so forth. So I'm going to pass it on to you. Help me out there. What is the secret of self-transformation? Tell me about that.
Actually, I have to tell you a little story here.
Please.
That when I came to USA, I wanted to blend in the system. I wanted to make sure that I respect people and I follow the etiquette of the people around the culture, and I tried very hard. And when I spoke to people, sometimes I will see their faces, kind of cringing. Then I thought it maybe it was my pronunciation. Then, you know, and because I came from a small town of India 43 years ago, USA. So I'm telling you a very old story here. And finally, I was working, and I asked someone, and I asked several people, I said, tell me, what would you like me to do better and make whole environment like we are all like buddies and all that? And they just whisper, and they just said, it will be nice if you could say thank you a little bit more to us. And my jaw dropped. Because coming from India, we had a culture at least at that time, and that you do not say thank you to your near and dear ones, because by saying it, you are diluting and nullifying their best efforts towards you. And it was here at 180 degrees, I had to do things differently. So now I had to develop that habit. And it was very hard. Sometimes I will miss it. Sometimes I will do it. Sometimes I will miss it. And I got so frustrated. Finally, I sat down and I prayed. And I said, how can I do it? And the light bulb came up. And I made a list of the items, not only just a thank you, but the other things, what I could do. So I start saying thank you to people every morning. And I would do it like, maybe I decide to do it 10 times, but first time I did it was good. I went home, and I did not found myself. I set myself on thank you for people and developing new habits. And it kept going on and kept going on, and it took me about 2 weeks to replace my unthankful habits through expressing my gratitude and expressing my thank you to people. And finally, every time I did it, like I did it 4 times, then I did it 6 times, and then I did it 7 times. And it was a very gradual process, and that's why I stated in my article in my book that changing a behavior and habit is not a quick fix. And every day, it kept becoming better and better and better. And finally, it came to the 10 days, I mean 10 times, and I kept increasing my goal, and I started saying thank you to everybody, and I learned that new habit. So that was just one example. But many things happen in my life. I would be wondering, why am I not eating properly? Why I do not get up at the proper time? Why do I think negative? Why I have a resentment and hatred towards this person? Why am I worrying about it? How can I build my better relationship with others? How could I smile more and express my love and helping hands to others? It just became that fun. And I kept taking one each habit of mine, and I kept transforming little by little by little. And it became a beautiful exercise for me, and finally I figured it out. The secret here is that when I try to make a change, my old information keeps coming, and it just stops me to do what I want to do. And that information was in my old bank of memory, which is called subconscious mind, because subconscious mind is the bank of old memories. We call it sanskara in Sanskrit. But it is the place where all the old information is stored in the mind. So I had to take that particular information, replace it with the new information by doing my effort through consciously. But the beauty was here that I was accepting, I was aware of it, and I was accepting what was going on with me. So I have a formula here, which is a secret, and which is I call formula.
Oh, okay.
And that AAA formula, you can, I can give you an analogy with the AAA insurance.
Okay.
Because, to me, this is the AAA insurance, which kind of we have it for a long time. I'm very happy about it. So that become my divine insurance. And the first A stands for self-awareness.
Okay.
Awareness of my shortcomings or awareness of the behavior. Whatever I want to make change, I have to be aware of it and I have to accept it that I have this particular issue which I want to do better with it. So be aware of it and accept it. So that is the number one. Because unless we are aware of certain issues, we cannot make it change. Awareness is the foundation of all the self-transformation.
Okay.
And then, second part, which is I call the overall program of self-transformation, the second A stands for analysis. Self-analysis. Why am I doing it? Why am I this particular behavior is not, where is it coming from? Why this sadness is coming from? Where is it coming from? Where this resentment is coming from? Maybe this person has done something wrong to me when I was growing up. Or somebody with a similar personality might have done something to me which triggers my memories from my subconscious mind. So I have to replace those with new information. So I have to do an analysis. I call it a gap analysis because that's what we learn in management. That where am I? What am I thinking about it? And where would I like to be? I'm resentful to this person and I want to be more loving and compassionate toward this person. So that's where I am aware of it, that my current place is resentment. I want to be more to the, toward the connecting with the heart to heart with this person. So now I'm doing analysis. How to do it? That I'm diagnosing it. I give a good analogy here. That first I have to be aware of it, that I have a headache. Then I find out where this headache is. So I have to go to the doctor. And then doctor do the testing. So that is the analysis he's doing on it, or the diagnosis he's doing on it. And then the third A stands for action for correction. So now when the doctor prescribes me the medicine, I have to make sure I go to pharmacy to buy the medicine. But even if I buy it, I have to take it. I just can't come and put it on the shelf and hoping that medicine will work on me. So I have to be the one who has to take in charge of my life, have to be in charge of my issue and doing something about it. So my brain... Self-transformation is self, the reason I talk about self, focus on self-improvement rather than blaming other people for our resentments or our worries or our treating us less. We are responsible for our self-improvement. If I do not like something about my life, about my behavior, about my health, about my prosperity, about my environment, about my family, a relationship, I am the one who has to contribute to change it. I am the one who is in charge of it. So the self-improvement starts from me, within me, by connecting or reconnecting within me that where it is coming from, whether it is coming from my mind, or am I sick and my body is kind of demanding something. I have to connect that body, mind, with the supreme power, the universal mind, to help me with all these. So I have to do the self-transformation by, it has to start from within me, without blaming anybody else. That's the number one principle. First, I have to know what change I want to make it, and then, without blaming others, I take the full responsibility and I take do the action with righteousness. And the first righteousness, do not blame others, take a full responsibility of your action.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So the triple A, the triple A strategy, self-awareness, self-analysis, and self-action for correction. This is the divine insurance, I call it. When I follow these three things, the universal mind, cosmic mind, supreme power comes and helps me if I set the goal to make this transformation within myself and promise myself to follow the righteous action. And then when I talk about the righteous action, which is in the book, Prosperity Forever. This is also the Karma Yoga, but the righteous action. We want to be abundant. We want to be rich. We want to be prosperous. But do we put enough effort to be prosperous? Do we put enough effort to be abundant? Do we put enough effort to be connected within ourselves and then connect to the Supreme Power, which gives us all the energy? Because the mind is, human mind is a very small part of the energy. The energy is coming from the Supreme Power, Supreme Mind, Conscious Mind, and we are drawing that energy, but we have to be connected. And in order to be connected, I have to connect with my heart rather than just working, connecting with my mind and running over and over about my ego. I am better than you. I am more selfish. This is me. This is me. And my house is better. My job is better. My children are better. I am, my ways of doing things are better. This is all my mind and my ego is playing that game with me. But no, connect with the heart. I am a part of the same Supreme Consciousness, this universe, as you are. We are all siblings, brother and sister, so we have to practice the brotherhood and sisterhood and extend our love and devotion and compassion to others. And rather than having a resentment, we should learn to forgive ourselves and others. Then we can create more compassion with each other. We try to help each other rather than try to snatch from each other. That's why one of my gurus, Satya Sai Baba, always says, love all, serve all, help ever, hurt never. And try to share with others. Don't be so selfish. Like I quote, if you go to swimming pool and start taking all the water and within you, then what happens? You will drown. But if you move that water away from you, then you can be a better swimmer and you can swim and you can be a perfect swimmer. And this whole world is a swimming pool. We have to learn how to swim effectively by making sure that the information, what is in our subconscious mind, is now we replace it all with all the good action, the conscious action. Because conscious mind is the one which I am doing, I am speaking to you right now. I am listening to you. But that information which went into my mind, that is the stored information which is storing in subconscious mind. And if I put something good in my mind, then my mind unconsciously will behave. For example, if I learn how to drive, and when first I learn driving, then I had to be very consciously put my hand on the steering wheel, put my foot on the gas pedal, and make sure I pay attention to on the road and do not cross the road and go in my particular lane to drive, etc. But once I learn the driving, everything becomes automatically because that information is stored in my subconscious mind. And our subconscious mind, that's why sometimes all of a sudden we hear something or in the environment or somebody says something to us and the information all of a sudden it triggers our behavior. Our attitude changes based on information within our subconscious mind. Because sometimes, like at one time, my husband just said something so simple, and it bothered me so much. And finally, I asked myself, why I did feeling bad about this particular sentence? She said, there's nothing wrong with that. But then I went deeper and connected myself, and I found out that one of my uncles was saying things like that, and I had so many bad memories about those particular incidents that something triggered my mind, and all of a sudden, instead of what I was hearing, my information from my subconscious mind came, overtaken, and it started changing my thinking and my attitude. So our subconscious mind overtakes sometimes on our conscious mind, because subconscious mind has more than trillion GB information which has been stored. Like every cell of the body has more than 8 GB. And we have billions and trillions of cells in our body. And one day I was sitting and calculating, and I said, seems like our subconscious mind has a more than trillion GB information which has been stored from our many, many lives, and even in this life from childhood. So we have to substitute this information, like this subconscious mind is a field. And this field has a lot of weeds, bad memories, and many roses, flowers also. I have to replace more weeds and bad memories and resentment and worries and anxiety with the flowers, like forgiveness. I call them flowers. And all these virtues which human beings should have, loving, caring. Instead, these are the flowers. I have to plant more flowers in the field of my subconscious mind. And then I become more complete human being, which I am connected to myself and to the universe. But how I do that? The question comes, how I do it? Very simple. Pay attention to my senses, which are right around my face. My eyes, my ears, my mouth, my tongue, my throat, my hands, all around these organs, these parts of the body. If I put all towards doing the conscious action, and I call it practicing goodness, and I call them five monkeys. Like mind, if I think good, like my mind, I direct my mind to think good. I direct my eyes to see the goodness in other people and in the situation rather than complaining about the situation or the weather or something, because it is a divine play. God has given me this particular incident or situation in my life where He is asking me to learn from it. And if I keep complaining, that why me, why this situation came to me, why this person has done this thing to me, then I am wasting my energy from that connection from the Supreme. I'm not watching the divine play here, because He has been beautiful. He has designed my life so beautifully, and everything He put it in my life is for me to learn a lesson. So I have to just witness, observe it, and learn rather than complaining. So I have to put the goodness in my eyes. You can see the goodness. Also think of good rather than putting anxiety thoughts, stressful thoughts, complaining thoughts, more greediness, more me, and right. More desire. Then I also have to make sure how I eat, what I eat, and how I speak to people. Am I abusing people verbally? Am I condescending them? Or am I speaking, like I always say, am I speaking with them softly, like a rose without thorns, and giving them something to share so they are willing to talk to me? And also goodness. Practice goodness by hearing. Not to participate in the gossip and they talk, but hear something good. There are so many good things that are going in the world. Try to speak good and hear good. And when we do all these messages, when we direct our all these senses toward the goodness, then automatically we speak the truth. We get not only the desire, we get the courage to speak the truth, because we are connected with the ultimate truth in the universe. And our hands should be connected to the places or to the do the good actions. And our feet should go only to the places where goodness is offered. Or I can go to the church, I could go to the temple, I could go to the some senior citizen places and do some volunteer work. So I should not waste even a single moment of my life by doing something which could bring the wrong thing in my consciousness and which will go into my subconsciousness. So I have to cleanse this database. This, I call it this storage house of subconscious mind, which has bad and good. It's like a clutter closet.
Right.
I have to organize it, take all the leak. The disk is full with a lot of negativity. I should start deleting the wrong information and start replacing and putting the new data of the good information. And then I can get the good information from it. But the data has to be replaced. So in other words, I have to change the software of my mind, of my subconscious mind, by replacing and adding the new information, goodness information, good practice, good speaking, good listening, good thinking, all that. And gradually, the subconscious mind will start replacing it. And that's what I talk about my in prosperity forever, because coming and getting rid of my negative thoughts, so I am poor, I do not deserve abundance, I am sick.
Right.
Okay, I have abundance is, or the prosperity is not just the money. It is your good health, your happiness, your peace of mind, your satisfaction. That is all my prosperity. So I have to put all these thoughts and with the righteous action. And the righteous action is, whatever I do, must be for the global interest. It must be for the good for the whole universe, not just for myself and go and open the liquor shop or open selling the drugs and making money by being a drug dealer and damaging the church and the schools and the society. My goal here should be to fulfill myself with this happiness, abundance, peaceful mind, self-satisfaction. And once my heart is filled with love and compassion and mind is filled with peacefulness, I become the messenger to the universe. And then, whether I want it or not, I will be spreading this message, because my whole, every cell of my body is filled with that abundance. I can't hold it anymore in my body. Then Supreme guides me and go and share with the rest of the universe. Create more peace. Help to bring more abundance in people. Help your knowledge and your wisdom with other people. So other people can experience the abundance, prosperity, happiness in their life. And this is what I call the secret of the self-awareness, self-analysis, and self-transformation through action, to the righteous action. And that righteous action is the one which I must practice, where I keep the global benefit. In other words, I must have global vision where I should contribute to the whole universe. So the cleansing the subconscious mind through the conscious mind, which we work all the time, which is the logical mind, which is the information mind. We should be guarding our organs, our all the senses, and totally do everything with the consciousness, rather than just blindly, and I call it as sleepiness, or not like when I am, like when people are drunk, they don't know what to do with. So I should be lived in an awareness rather than in a sleepiness or whatever you want to name it, but basically I should live in an awareness. And once I live in awareness of myself, and consciousness, I connect with the universe, and when I connect with the universe comes and helps me with that information. I don't have to dig for the information. That wisdom and knowledge comes from the Supreme through this 5 feet body. And then it helps me to go and now give this message to the universe. And that's why I have every book, most of my books have daily spiritual planner. So in the morning, so every morning to evening, for example, I can take the same example. In the morning, I will plan to say thank you to 10 people. During that day, I will write a little note on my phone, with my carrying in my pocket. Everywhere, I will be kind of looking it over and over and practicing during that day and saying thank you to people and smiling. And when I come home, then I analyze it. Okay, today I said thank you to 6 people. I have to improve upon it. So instead of pounding myself, I will pat myself on my back and I will say, thank you, God, for keeping me on this direction. And also, please help me again tomorrow for saying more and more thank you and expressing gratitude to the people. And then start practicing again next morning. And with that thought, I will go to sleep. Rather than watching TV and putting my mind with a lot of programs which are kind of, I do not like. Many of their programs, they are good and bad, but I do not watch those soap operas which kind of listen to the rock music or the more them which could damage to my mind. I go with that. I sit, pray to God, and then sit quietly because calming down, because by purifying my mind, subconscious mind, it calms me down more and more and more. And when I do my prayer and do my affirmations, then my mind and my system can accept it more. And that becomes a part of my life. So I sleep with that thought, whatever change I want to make. I do one other thing. What I do before going to bed, I will take a glass of water, keep it in my room, hold it up to the universe and pray to the universe, please come to me through this water when I drink it. Please give me that wisdom to make that change in me. So when I'm drinking that water, the energy from the universe also gets with the same thought in that water. And when I drink it, then it goes into every cell of my body. Hold that system. Vascular system. And also when I breathe, with every breath, I am saying, thank you, thank you, thank you. So that thank you is going with the form of oxygen in every cell of my body. And my whole body, taking that oxygen and the blood into every cell of the body, into every DNA, every RNA, every empty spaces in my cells. And it is getting into that energy and flowing that energy with the divine energy is flowing in my body. And when that divine energy comes in my body, then the areas in my subconscious mind, it also cleanses, but it also releases the endorphins. It releases all the toxins in my body, which my subconscious mind with the anxiety and worry and resentment creates it, because whenever we think about resentment or bad things about people, then our body, we cannot breathe properly. In other words, we cannot take the oxygen properly in the body. More carbon dioxide in the body, which turns into the toxins, which is a poison for our body, that eats up our digestive system, gives us our colitis and gastritis, and also eats up our immune system, and we develop, our immune system becomes weaker and weaker, and then we develop all these cancer and asthma, and you name it. All the diseases are the main cause of the stress and these toxins in the body, because we increase a lot of stress due to these problems.
Yes.
Lot of toxins. Lot of toxins. And then, but by replacing with these exercises like breathing goodness, breathing some mantra, I call it Om Mantra or Amen or Allah or whatever you want to call it. When I breathe, recite that mantra with every breath consciously, that mantra is going into every cell of my body. And it is generating the endorphins, which is healing my body. It is calming my body. It is giving me more healthy body. And my attitude is changing. I am becoming more positive. And I am more happy. And I invite that same vibration from other people from the universe. And then we call it telepathy, but you know, basically, the similar type of attitude of people and the wavelength comes to me. And the whole company of me becomes very abundant. So it's not that I am not working. I am working righteously. I am making money. But now the supreme power is working with me. So I don't have to work so hard to earn the money. I have here a good companion, my partner. This is my God, which is my supreme power, is with me and helping me.
All right.
So that is the, I have that book, which is called Prosperity Forever, and I have a beautiful poem in that book. If you like, I could read it. It's just two lines.
Yes, just please.
Just for today, I take full responsibility of my actions. I have faith in myself and Almighty. I give more and expect less. I forgive myself and others. I let go of all my worries. Just for today, I respect myself and others. I love myself and others. I think positive. I speak the truth. Just for today, I thank others. I enjoy myself and smile. I meditate and pray. I relax. Just for today, I am happy, I am peaceful, and I am prosperous. And I read this poem every morning.
All right.
And that, and I take one thing out of it, and I practice that during the day, or it could be something else, because this came, because when I, many years ago, when I wanted to self-transform, after learning this secret, I made a list of the items, what I have to do. And out of that list, I will take one item, and with that one, I will practice, and that practice might be just for a day, depending on the subject. Like if I want to change my eating habits, sometimes that took me about 30 days. But every day I will be practicing and learning new techniques. And again in the evening, I will sit, analyze it, and pray to God for giving me strength to carry on my practices. And then, after doing one thing extra I would do, I would just let go and surrender to Supreme. It helps me to do the best effort, but do not let my mind constantly hold the grudges that this is what I want, this is what I should have, this is what I should expect. Let my mind sit on the side. And let you and Supreme and me work together on this particular mission.
Mm-hmm.
And then I start my new day. So I have this daily planner on my website. It's a free download for people. And I get every day about 50 to 60 people are downloading it since I put it in. One day somebody wrote, when I put this article on the online, that secret of self-transformation.
Yes.
That day, there were 300 people downloaded that particular planner.
Ah.
And I get comments all the time that how much that daily planner is helping them. Because many times we start our mission, our goal, but we forget, and on the way, we just get lost. Like if I want to develop my good eating habits, I might eat what I want to, and then I will forget. Like how many people set a goal in the beginning, of the new year, that new year resolution, I'm going to be in good health, I'm going to go to gym, and I'm going to be on diet.
Right.
And in January, the gyms are full. In February, end of the February, a little bit less, and then the March and May, June, you go to gyms and they are almost empty.
Yeah.
Why? Because we get off the track. But this planner helps one to stay on their track and continue to practice until you reach your goal. But again, one of the secrets is make sure set your goal, commit to it, and follow the AAA strategy and then action for correction and with the right perception. If I am the right patient and I should go to the right doctor, the expert doctor, and then he will give me the right medicine to treat me, right?
Right, exactly.
I should take the medicine on right time. So the self-disciplining is very, very important for the self-transformation. And once we do that, our conscious mind will be trained. Our subconscious mind will have more flower and get rid of many weeds, many negativity and the negative attitude. And we will be blessed with the calmness, with a peaceful mind, with the happiness, abundance, prosperity, forgiveness, truthfulness, and we will be more connected to our true self, who we are, because our true nature is, I call it Satchit Ananda, which means true happiness is my true nature, but by living in this world with a negative environment, thinking negatively, I put a lot of things in my conscious mind which is negative, which sits in my subconscious mind. So by doing this, removing the clouds out of my supreme conscious mind, because my mind is the same. I have the same energy as the conscious supreme mind. But it got a cloud, it got a lot of impurities, like a $1,000 light bulb. It's so dirty by all this negativity. I have to clean that light bulb and get that light again within me, which I call reconnecting myself with the supreme power, supreme higher consciousness. And
yes.
I call it, this, you can also use the same process by reaching to the supreme consciousness. So how to go from your lower consciousness to higher consciousness?
Yes.
Work on your, cleanse your super subconscious mind, because the mind is the connection between body and supreme. And again, mind is, and that mind is, has three parts. So we have to make sure our mind is directed in proper direction, because if my mind is not working, my body will not work, and forget about connecting with the Supreme.
Yeah,
for example, when people drink a lot of alcohol, they lose themselves. They even don't know where they are sitting, where they are sleeping, what they are eating. And if they don't know about that, how could they think about cleansing their mind? They are misusing this human body, beautiful body, which God has given us to create, for some purpose, to cleanse our subconscious mind and do something good in this world. And I think that is the supreme purpose of our life, the supreme goal of our life, to make a difference. I call it, reconnect to your supreme power, your higher consciousness, and get rid of all this dirt, all this maliciousness, all this dirt from your system, and remove this darkness of ignorance and connect to this same light.
Now, Satya, now one thing I didn't hear you say was talking about the super conscious mind. That was a part of the three mind parts here. The super conscious mind. Tell me about that.
Yes. Super conscious mind is, you can call it the higher conscious level. You can call it God. you can call it Almighty, which is everlasting, which has no yesterday, no today, no tomorrow. It's a timeless.
Mm-hmm.
So super conscious mind is the ultimate supreme consciousness, supreme power, which we call, everybody names it differently. It doesn't matter what name we call it. People even call it higher mind, higher self, higher intelligence, universal consciousness, supreme consciousness. And in Hinduism, they call it Brahman.
Brahman.
And in Muslims, they call it Allah.
Allah.
Whatever you want to name it, this is the I call it, this is the 24 karat gold.
And
okay, this is the supreme, like a light, like a sun. And when this 24 karat gold gets the negativity, in other words, the copper is mixing, and then we become harder and harder, and we become like a 1 karat or 2 karat. We have to remove all this copper out of our system and merge back to 24 karat gold, which is Allah, or which is Brahman, or which is, I call it Om. Om, the power of Om, or Sat Chit Ananda. As I said, doesn't matter whatever you name it, but that is the power which has created the whole universe and given us assignments and make a difference in this world and try to make this world a better place to live for ourselves, for our children, for future generation to come. And everybody should live in abundance and prosperity, healthy life, peaceful mind, heart filled with love and compassion and forgiveness. And then the body, mind and supreme is connected and reconnected, and only one thing is left, supreme. Body becomes a carrier of the supreme, and mind becomes the connection between body and supreme power.
All right. Sounds excellent. I love how you keep saying that the idea of reconnecting spirituality and reconnecting back to that oneness, or back to that superconscious mind. Mm-hmm.
Oneness. Union of body, mind, and spirit is oneness. And that oneness is also called yoga. Now the yoga has been kind of taken only up to limitations to only the posture. But I also have one of the book which is called Yoga Beyond Asana, the complete guide for peaceful life, which became the bestseller in last October. And oneness means union of me with the universe, the truth of my mind, and redirect the mind used for the spiritual practices, which are the prayer. And we should not also forget, we should always do keep this body in shape, because this body is the carrier of the supreme, the mind. So the body has to be in healthy condition. So we must do the exercises, which is part of my daily spiritual planner, that we must spend time on our getting the body in shape, which we call it yoga or exercises. We should breathe consciously, which is called pranayama, and sit and sit silently, stillness, and do meditation, and do prayer, and connect with the Supreme. So these are very, very important practices. And when we are connected, then we communicate directly with the Supreme. That's why when we are connected, our prayers get answered at that time. Because we are not praying as if, but provided those prayers are for the benefit of the universe, not just my selfish desire that I want to be the best drug dealer. And God help me to bring. Make me a better drug dealer. No, God will not fulfill that desire. Or I become a better terrorist and I go and become a bomb and a human body bomb and I go and kill people. No, God will never fulfill those. Those desires are fulfilled by devils, not by the God, God will fulfill only those desires which are beneficiary from for the whole universe, for the benefit for the whole world. And that
fantastic.
Is the oneness. So that time when I am connected, my prayers are answered and my desires which are for the benefit of the universe will be answered as well.
All right.
We should not only just pray for this body ourselves. Whenever we pray, we should pray for the well-being of the whole universe.
Yes.
Because it's a good example that other than being selfish, I should pray for the family, whole community, whole city, whole nation, whole neighboring countries and whole universe. And then that light will shine in the whole universe. So that's what we should be doing, rather than being very selfish. Because if we are selfish, our conscious level gets lower and lower, because more selfish we are, the more we are looking for our own personal interests, and we get disconnected from the Supreme. So another secret to reconnection is start giving, becoming selfless. I'm not saying become selfless and just take everything out of your home and go and give it to everybody. No. Make sure you keep. You take care of your body, whatever is necessary. But at the same time, don't drink all the water which is in the swimming pool. Otherwise, you will drown. Move the water away. Take whatever is necessary and move the water away from you and give it to others. And share
yes.
with others.
Yes, Satya, I want to kind of put a little pause right there because we're running out of time. I was wanting to talk about your website and how people can get in touch with you. Tell me about your website.
Okay, my website is www.pathtoanandam.org. T. Peter, A. Apple, T. Tom, H. Hospital, T. Tom, O. Orange, A. Apple, N. Nancy, A. Apple, N. Nancy, D. David, A. Apple, M. Mary, .org. And my books are available at my site as well as on Amazon. So anybody is interested, and also I do coaching, self-transformation coaching, I do personal coaching, so people can get hold of me by Satya, SATTAMYA, at pathtoanandam.org.
Very good. Now, your website is pathtoanandam.org. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay, very good, very good. So, and also what I can invite you to do, if you can do this, if you can log into my blog talk site here, as you've done, and if you scroll down on that homepage, scroll down, and right under the ads on the right side, you have a comment section. So, Satya, if you can, after the show, you can go there, and you can actually type in your book, Prosperity Forever, and your website right there, and your email right there.
Okay,
all right?
I will do that.
And then when you do that, then everybody can go there, and in case they might have missed it or they might not have understood it, they can go right to their homepage. And that's where my guests kind of sign in, and they can see the website and the books and know how to get in touch with you. How does that sound?
Wonderful, wonderful. But before we take off, I just have a little prayer, if you don't mind.
Go ahead.
Do you have a time or don't? Okay.
Another 2 minutes there. Go ahead.
Okay. Om Shanti, Shanti, Shanti. Peace for my body, peace for my mind, peace for the universe. May God bring peace to my body, to my mind, and to the whole universe, so this world and the universe become a better place to live for us, for our children, and for our future generation, and have a more peace and positive energy in this universe. So then there are less calamities, less floods, less tsunamis, less accidents. So God bless this universe and every living being and non-living being with your grace. Amen.
Amen.
Namaste and to your audience, and they are now my audience as well, so I'm very thankful to all the audience for listening and logging on to your blog talk show, and I'm looking forward to seeing you again and being the host and guest again on your show.
Yes, absolutely.
You are the great host and have a great channel.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Satya. So we want to invite everybody to come. And Mara, go to the pathtoanandam.org, and if you can't get that, then on the homepage, Satya will put her website and book information right there, and you can get it there. Please go to her site, buy her book, connect with her, do some life coaching with her, and really internalize this important message that was given today, because if you heard this message, if you're listening right now, and many of you are, it's not by accident, and you're there because you're supposed to be there, and there's a calling for you to hear this message, internalize it, make differences and changes and transformation in your life, and be a beacon, be a light for others so that they can also do what you're doing and follow this divine path that Satya has given so graciously today. Yes. So when everybody comes next. Yes. Go ahead.
All of my books are donated for the causes, and right now, especially for Prosperity Forever, I have it on Kindle as well. All of my books are on the Kindle. They are 100% proceeds are going to the cause that Ganges flood in India, where 70,000 people are stranded, and more than 20,000 people got killed. More than 30,000 people become homeless. And 20,000 people are still missing. So 100% proceeds are going for that particular cause, and we are hoping to get some funds and offer our services and food and medicines to these people.
All right.
So your donation will be really appreciated for this cause.
All right, very good, very good. Okay, so you've heard that. So everybody tune in next week, and I appreciate Satya. We'll have her back on the show. Thank you, everybody. Remember, when you find yourself disconnected, just get reconnected. Thank you. Thank you, Satya.